Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
Yo, we're back.
We back and we back and we back and we back.
Does it look different to you?
I don't think so.
I feel like the interface looks like, I don't know. Might just be me.
I saw this great meme the other day. I just was doing the Chance the Rapper and we back and we back. You remember that song?
Nice.
And I saw this great meme on a website formerly known as Twitter, now called X, the other day.
Nice.
And it was like, damn, Chicago rap is in a tough spot right now. It was like Kanye's anti-Semitic. Someone just died. Someone's in jail, and Chance the Rapper. And that was all it said.
It just said, and Chance the Rapper. Man, that was so crazy, because I remember when acid rap came out in college, like, that came out kind of right when we started college, right?
And, like, or maybe going in, yeah, sophomore year or summer go, it was like one of those.
It was early freshman year, I remember, because I remember vividly just like listening to that over and over again, like that right when I got to college.
I listened to it not too terribly long ago, and I was like, this shit's still good.
It's awesome. Yeah, I remember being obsessed with that. But anyway, we'd be remiss if we were to not say that this is the podcast for Talk Sauce
by Talk Sauce. We actually, Jack and I was on X while I was waiting for Jack. He had some computer problems. How would you guys feel if we changed the name of this podcast to X Sauce Podcast? Just something in honor.
Let's just change it to X. And see if Elon does anything about it. I feel like maybe we could, I don't know, we might be able to get something out of him.
Even if we
get a cease and desist, like that's, I consider that a win.
What if we change the name to X and he makes us the official podcast of X? That would be kind of sick.
That would be huge.
He comes on like once a month to just update us on what he's
yeah.
Been up
I'd
to.
Go. I'd go full Elon Stan if that happened.
Oh, for sure.
This guy's a fucking visionary.
He's so bold. He's just so ahead of his time. You know? If Elon Musk wanted to finance this podcast, I would become the biggest Stan.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Which, don't get me wrong, in capitalist America, we are very big Stans. But just as like our who we are, I'm not a huge fan. But yeah,
but I'd sell out.
But my capitalist America tendencies are huge fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd sell
it's
out
in there. Market.
This podcast, we've been trying to sell out with this podcast for years at
Dude,
this point.
Well, we got this.
Tell us.
I forgot about this. Hold on, let me pull the thing up. You say it.
So
basically, my email is on some sort of podcast thing, I guess.
Because whatever software we use,
they sold my data.
Our data.
Yeah, they sold my data, which is. Interesting,
not
but
surprising.
So every once in a while I'll get some messages about like joining a podcast community or,
oh, that wasn't the first time you've gotten an email about
this the is the first. So I've gotten some that are like, join our podcasting like Discord server or something like that.
Yeah,
but this
okay.
is the first time. So I got one of someone requesting to be a guest of the podcast.
Read it word for word.
So it's really long, but I'll read like at least the initial part.
That's the funniest part.
So, it says, "Hi, John," because they don't really know me. They just stole my data that knows like my first name. I mean, it says it's Yana, J-A-N-N-A, I would think is Yana. It's Yana here, a huge fan of Talk Sauce. Your show is a daily source of inspiration for me. That sentence alone is shocking. And if this person actually believes that.
A daily source of inspiration. Yeah. That's the name of the episode, by the
way. Yeah, that is the name of the episode. But they should be entered in like an asylum if that's actually the case.
If you are listening to this podcast and you feel inspired in any way, shape, or form, seek help.
You should be on a watch list for sure. Like, absolutely. And then she goes on to say, I wanted to share that I came across someone I think would be an amazing guest. Ganesh Venkataramanan,
who we all know and love.
Yeah, quick facts about Ganesh. VP of pre-sales of a leading industrial software company. 20 years of experience scaling businesses from under 1 million to over 50 million in engineering / simulation. I don't know what that really means. And then there's a few more things it says. With his experience, Ganesh has really profound perspectives on topics like exploring how science and faith can coexist, examining realities around the second coming of Christ. It's just weird how it goes from like a business thing to a religious thing.
Yeah. And could you, like, it would be fun to have him on the podcast for like 3 minutes, and then we'd be like, fuck, we have to continue talking to this guy about whatever he wants to talk
about. Dude. And she went on to email me within, so 3 days in a row, I got emails from her and just about wanting to get Ganesh on the podcast. And I know we're just
ask her what Ganesh's favorite episode is.
I'm gonna ask what her favorite episode. I'll ask right now.
Yeah, be like, what's your favorite? We love to hear it. What's your favorite episode?
Hold on, I have to make this sound legit. I'm gonna say, hi Yana, thanks so much for reaching out. It's great to know Talk Sauce has been as impactful as we hoped
for you, as it has been for us.
Okay, hold on. As it has been for us. We would love to discuss having. I've got to make it sound legit before.
Yeah, totally.
We would love to discuss having Ganesh on the podcast. Out of curiosity, what particular topics on Talk Sauce are inspiring to you? And then I'll sign it, John.
Yeah. Also, the fact that she referred to you as John tells you that this person has never listened to this podcast.
Yeah, the fucking theme song says Bo and Jack. Just a couple. I didn't even think of that. That's hilarious. Okay, here's what I said. Even though I just read it out, let me read it to you. And
yeah.
Let me know if you have any feedback. Hi, Yana. Thanks so much for reaching out. It's great to know Talk Sauce has been as impactful for you as it has been for us. We would love to discuss having Ganesh on the podcast. And then another paragraph. Out of curiosity, what particular topics on Talk Sauce are inspiring to you?
Yeah.
Let me add, I'll add one more thing. It would be great to know what has been particularly captivating to our audience. Get a reason for it.
Yeah. That's so good. I hope they respond.
Yeah, too. No shot they do.
Yeah, no way. We're all right, just calling their bluff.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, this is so ridiculous.
What if they come back with timeshares on the blockchain? We're like, fuck. <Deep cut>.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
We've tried to, I mean, we've reached out to Kazoo Kid. I don't know if I spoiled anything by saying that.
No, that's, I think we already talked about that.
This point.
Yeah.
Have we reached out to anyone else?
Ganesh, if you count that, but outside of that, I don't think so.
Kazoo Kid would have been huge. That would have been
a huge get. We were in contact.
Yeah, he responded to you, which is unbelievable. It's also insane that you found Kazoo Kid.
Yeah, well, I didn't find him initially to discuss the podcast.
Yeah, but still, you just like found Kazoo Kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, it was so funny. And he probably listened to at least some of the podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
He probably like turned it on, heard the theme song, and was like, hell no.
Like, no.
Man. But dude, it's been a while. The writer strike, you know, impacted the production of the podcast. Yeah, we potting
out of solidarity.
Yeah.
We actually just got waivers from the Screen Actors Guild saying that this is an independent podcast. They said,
we need the sauce immediately.
Yeah, they said it would bring a lot of... it would raise the spirits on the picket lines. And then they said, as long as we don't promote any films that we are working on, we are okay. Which, good thing for us, we're not working on any films. Yeah.
There are no movies being created about Talk Sauce.
Right? Not yet, at least.
Starring Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, directed by Woody Allen.
Talk Sauce.
Johnny Depp plays both of us. We cast him as Johnny Depp and then Donnie Jep. That'd be sick.
Oh my god, that would be cool. I have to admit, I stole that the writer strike joke from my brother George. So shout out George.
Oh, I can't shit, be a really? Joke thief. Did he say that about the podcast?
Yeah, because he was like, man, there hasn't been an episode in a while. Is the writer strike impacting Talk Sauce?
Big time. Yeah, it is also, every episode is also completely scripted, so we can't hire writers.
Yeah, I think that's been the issue, is we do not write any of this content ourselves.
None of it's all pre-written by some of the best writers in show business right now.
Yeah.
But again, waivers, so we're good.
Dude, you know what would be sick? If we could get like a soundboard. I wonder if there would be any way to...
Oh, throw in some sound effects.
Like, if I could... I wanted to just do, like, a laugh track right there. If I could just throw in... If I had the power to just throw in a laugh track every once in a while, I'd feel like God.
What if we crowdsource it? We started GoFundMe just for our listeners. Find one for, like, $50. Like, the cheapest soundboard we can get.
Yeah.
Get everyone to throw in $5.
If we could... We should look into this, but... If we could do a soundboard, but also if we could watch stuff together, like if we could share our screen and have the audio go through, we that might have to like change softwares to do that. That was the problem. And I really
there's definitely a software out there that would have it. I imagine.
But I wonder if we would, because Zencaster's free.
Yeah.
So we might have to pay for an additional thing. But this is, I feel like this works really well too, especially how it separates the audio files. As opposed to when we did it with Zoom, it sounded like fucking terrible.
We had the jankiest podcast on the internet for years. And it's still pretty janky, but slightly less so.
So are we... We started in October of what year?
2020.
Damn, dude. We're approaching the 3-year anniversary of Talk Sauce. That's unbelievable.
We've passed the 3-year. We hit 3-year in October 2023. We're approaching 3.5 years. And no, you're right. You're right. I had my dates.
Dude, you had me confused for a second there. I was like, what year is it? I was like, oh shit, what's going on?
I was thinking about it the other day because, you know, it's almost August. And as we all know, August is the month of Doble B-Day. It's kind of nuts. Kind of like years 25, 26, and part really just 25 and 26, like kind of didn't happen, you know? So it's like, I'm 27, you know, I'm about to turn 27. Turn 29, you know, 25 and 26 don't count.
Yeah, I totally agree, except for Talk Sauce was created.
Yeah.
The brainchild.
Yeah, we had that bit for so long. We should do a podcast for the group chat, and then we had time because
there's nothing else to do. The way we dropped it, that was awesome.
Without saying anything.
We didn't tell a single person. We made like 3 practice podcasts.
We were like, all right, they're
ready. We bought a theme song
and a logo, right?
Or later.
No, because we were making...
We bought the logo later because we got it after we went on Spotify.
The logo's still sick.
The logo's actually looks legit. The theme song...
No, the theme song's awesome.
It's legit. It's awesome, but it's not like...
when Elon Musk hires us to make X's official podcast, we're hiring that same guy to do the theme song. X
X. It's just X.
X. X. X. X. X. X. Bo, Jack, and Elon are just a couple dudes.
Recap and X.
We just go through and like read Elon's funniest tweets. We're like, these are the funniest things Elon Musk had to say.
Oh my gosh. You know what we could do is we create the podcast and we just call it like the X Companion Pod or something. And then we just dissect all of Elon's tweets and we like really hype him up. And then we try and go through different channels. Like we could get like the bot traffic on Twitter to really like bump up the podcast, you know?
Oh, dude.
And then I feel like we could get him on board with it. Cause I feel like anyone who hypes him up, he just loves, you know?
Oh yeah. If there was a podcast on X of us just hyping up Elon Musk,
anything he says. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, what's up guys? We're like, you're a genius.
What's up you? Your net worth, baby.
You're smart as shit.
And rich.
And so funny.
The way you pwn the liberals, dude. Sick.
Yeah, we just said like 2008 internet lingo. Like yeah. Major pwnage. That's on the soundboard.
Oh my god. If we got, dude, that would be sick if we got a soundboard though, because we could just get like Talk Sauce greatest moments on the soundboard.
And they're all 12 minute clips.
Yeah.
It's like 12 minutes from like an earlier episode. Oh man, that would be awesome.
That would be sick. Hey, remember the time when play like a 15 minute clip?
You know how like late night talk shows have like the sidekick?
Yeah, yeah.
Our sidekick is ChatGPT.
That would be cool. We had Craig like, for a while.
We have a robot. Oh yeah, we had Craig for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. He's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, Craig sucks. ChatGPT would be way cooler. It's just the robot that filters out what ChatGPT
says. Maybe we can make Craig GPT combine
Craig
the two.
Craig GPT. That would be legendary.
That is a pretty obscure Talk Sauce reference though, Craig.
Yeah,
shout out if you remember Craig.
I know I almost took a second to be like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, only pre-Spotify people could know Craig.
Was that pre-Spotify?
Yeah. Because I don't want to should I spoil what it was? Wilson, if anybody can
wait. Oh fuck.
Damn it. I was gonna say we'll send some sauce. And I really don't want to edit that out.
Alright, well the mystery of Craig.
Craig ladies was like a gentlemen. Discord moderator. Damn it, dude. Somebody could have gotten some sauce. We haven't sent sauce out in a while.
I think we sent sauce and a box of protection.
Right? Yeah.
Have we sent anything else?
No, but I totally would.
Yeah, we need to think of a way to send people some sauce again. That was a fun bit.
Yeah.
I think we sent Alex like a gallon of Frank's Red Hot. Yeah,
for having meme of the week, right?
Yeah. We should bring that back. That was fun.
We could have the meme of the week competition for sauce.
Yeah, maybe not every week we're sending out a gallon
meme
of sauce.
We'll call it meme of the week, but it's only this week. It's one time only.
Except
we can only
afford a while. Dude, we bring back meme of the
week. With inflation, man, it's kind of hard to send out sauce.
Dude, when I come to Texas for Christmas, we got to figure out the live recording again.
Oh, yeah, we should. I wonder.
Because we had something coming up that we wanted to do it for, right? Episode 100, was that it?
Yes.
What episode is this?
I think this is 89.
Okay, so 11 episodes. It is.
Yeah, we'll be able to.
So we can do what we did with episode 69 and skip and then go back to episode 100.
Yeah. Well, at this rate, we'll be at like 95 by the time we get to Christmas. But
so we'll pre-record episode 100.
Skipping and going back was so funny.
That was a great bit.
Oh, my God.
When was the last time we did this? June? At some point, like 2 months.
Let me tell you when we last released a podcast.
It's been a crazy like.
It's been it's been crazy, yeah, and it's been like an insanely just long period of time since we've done this. It's kind of crazy. I wonder how this numbers will do. I think the listeners are probably
will be
missing the sauce.
Back.
Yeah, I'd be excited, man. I'm excited to be back.
I'm excited to be
June 13th is the last time we released.
So like a month and a half ago, a little more than a month and a half ago, which means we probably recorded like.
It was called Podcast of Darkness.
I don't even know what that's about.
That was the ChatGPT thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because it was really terrified by our political agenda. Yeah. It was trying to incite rebellions amongst our listeners. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So what have you been up to, man?
Man, I've been chilling. I went to Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. How is the bluegrass? How is the bluegrass state?
Shockingly green.
Oh,
the grass. Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
I don't know what that was about.
We should file a lawsuit for false advertising.
I've been thinking about it.
I thought this shit was going blue.
It was good, man. So it was for a family reunion.
How many people were there?
So it was on. So my mom's side of the family, she's one of 11, and she's the second youngest, so her siblings have like grandkids and
so
stuff.
You have like cousins and, like, who are probably quite a bit older than you.
Yeah, like I stayed with my cousin who's like 50.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, but it's I don't know the side of the family super well, but there were like at least 100 people there, I would say, and like I don't really know any of them, and it was pretty wild, but it was a lot of fun, man. It was so beautiful out there. Like they were kind of out in the country and just like, first of all, the scenery was really nice. Everything was super green, like hilly. But then you walked outside and the stars were unbelievable.
Oh, you could actually see them. Really
yeah. Like
well.
No light pollution.
What was the closest big city?
Louisville.
Louisville. Okay. So that's like Eastern Kentucky.
It was like 40 minutes.
Because it's like Louisville, Lexington, and then Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's like basically Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Sick. But yeah, I was sick.
It was very pretty.
Yeah. I was only there for a couple days. But we were able to go to the Jim Beam distillery and then
how
one
was
other.
That?
It was sick. It was actually kind of crazy because I've been getting into bourbon a little bit lately.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. I think it might be the Kentucky ancestry rearing its ugly head, but
it was bound to happen.
It was bound to happen one day. I think it like skips a generation or something. I don't know, because my mom's not that into bourbon.
Your parents are wine people, right?
Yeah, my dad is. My mom's not like a huge drinker in general. But anyway, I've been into this one whiskey called Basil Hayden's. Have you ever had it?
No, it sounds good though.
And pretty much like every whiskey you can think of is made in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I cleared my throat.
Nah,
and
you're chilling.
This one, I was like, I wonder which brewery makes it, or which distillery rather makes it. While we were on the way, like my parents picked me up at the airport and I looked it up and it was like Jim Beam. And literally Jim Beam, like within 10 seconds, was right next to us. It was like,
you guys like, were like
serendipitous.
Screw it. Let's just
we have to go. Yeah. So we went. It was like
was it
noon.
Cool?
Yeah. It was really nice, dude. It's like,
did you get to try whiskey and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I sampled a bunch. And
did you get to like bottle your own?
They had that, but we didn't do that. But it was really cool. Like I tried a bunch and then I went to another one too, called Willett, which has like some well-known ones. But we also, my uncle is like super into bourbon and he brought like each night, he brought like 15 different bourbons and we just like,
oh,
sampled.
Cool.
We just like sampled
flights and shit.
Yeah. We just like had like little tiny tastes of each, and just sampled like all
after
of them.
15 though, you probably get pretty wasted though.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it like overboard, but I definitely was like, my uncle was talking about how he did martial arts and I started talking about jujitsu and we were fucking like wrestling in the middle. I think that was related to
do it.
I think that was related to the bourbon consumption.
Man, I've never wrestled my uncle. You're over here talking about how you didn't overdo it. Then you start telling me you wrestled your uncle. Bro.
Oh my god.
You sound sober.
Yeah. Well, because he'd done like jujitsu in the past and like we were just like talking about like techniques and stuff, and I was like showing him something, and then like I figured we were just like standing up and like demonstrating it, but then he like went to, like to the ground, so then we just started.
You were like, nah, son.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's on, baby. It was pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
It was a lot of fun though, man. Like I really liked it out there. I would definitely go back.
Yeah, that is wild. That like, could you name all your cousins on that side of the family?
No shot. Not a chance.
That's so much, dude. What about, you could probably name all your aunts and uncles, right?
Yeah.
10 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could do that.
So there's 10, and then they all have kids, and some of their kids have kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like my mom's, like some of my mom's aunts/uncles and their family were there too.
Do like your mom's kids, did they all like have as many kids as like your parents had?
No. Not like they're all like decent. Like they all have like a few, like 3 to 5 or something. But
oh, that's still a lot though.
Yeah, I mean like it's a lot in like normal society, but
yeah. Not in the gardener's society. Yeah. What else have you been up to? Do any other trips?
No. I'm going to Colorado in a couple weeks.
Oh yeah, you're seeing the Strokes, right?
Yeah.
And that's gonna like, be so sick.
Hanging out. I'm super excited. I've been so ready for the vacation.
When is it?
So we leave August 11th.
Oh, that is coming up. That's in like
a week. I'm hyped. I just like booked the place for like, so we're gonna do a few, I think like 4 days in like Denver area. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're gonna go to Breckenridge for the rest of it.
That's so awesome. The ski towns in the summer are the shit.
They're the best, dude. They're
it's
so
better
pretty.
Than when it's skiing time.
And I was looking at Airbnbs, and like compared to what you pay when you're skiing, it's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
Like you can stay right on the mountain for like in like a nice place for like $200 a night or something.
Do you remember the last time? I assume you guys are renting a car.
I haven't decided yet because I think like all the stuff we're going to do in Denver, we're just going to be able to Uber around.
What about getting to Breckenridge?
So I haven't decided yet. I'm going to probably like talk to Joe about it and like see what he thinks, but I might just take a bus from Denver.
I'm sure there is a bus.
I know there will be, because renting cars is so expensive and I feel like we might actually not use it that much. And
it would
point,
just be to get to and fro at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So if there's anything like in particular that we like want to drive through, but I could buy like a shit ton of Ubers like for the price of renting a car, you know, and then you don't have to like, worry about driving.
Are you guys gonna see Joe? Is he in town when you're there?
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
That's gonna be sick, man. I'm jealous.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's coming up, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. So what about you? You went to gallivant through Europe a bit.
Yeah, we're closing in on half an hour. Do you want to stop this one?
We can wrap, and you guys can tune in next week to hear about Bo's gallivanting.
Yeah, and gallivant I did.
You did. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Talk at you guys.
God.
That was the soundboard.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.